Ocasio-Cortez's SOTA guest, Jeff Flake's elevator protester. By Joshua Kaplan on February 4, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, will bring a woman to President Donald Trump's State of the Union address who protested then-Senator Jeff Flake, Araz, in a Capitol Hill elevator over his support for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. Anna Maria Arcola, co-executive director of the progressive advocacy group The Center for Popular Democracy, confronted the Arizona Republican as he made his way to a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing to advance Kavanaugh nomination to a full Senate floor vote. In a statement to The Intercept, Arcola said expressed gratitude for Ocasio-Cortez's invitation to Tuesday's high-stakes speech. I just feel particularly moved that in her first participation in the State of the Union she is inviting me to join and inviting that moment of the elevator. My confrontation with the men who do not understand the life of women and the lives of people who are not in power. That she's inviting that into the imagination of people again, Arcola told the news outlet. Ocasio-Cortez hinted at her guest's identity on Saturday, tweeting a photo of a pin that reads, "Well-behaved women rarely make history. Y'all aren't ready for NY14's hashtag State of the Union guest." The freshman congresswoman wrote, "Here's a hint, I just picked up this gift for them at our very own Lockwood shop in Jackson Heights." In her September 28 confrontation with Flake, Arcola shouted at the lawmaker, "What you are doing is allowing someone who actually violated a woman to sit on the Supreme Court. This is not tolerable," she added. "You have children in your family. Think about them." As Breitbart News' Aaron Klein and the Washington Free Beacon reported, Arcola's Center for Popular Democracy is funded by progressive billionaire George Soros. CPD is highly involved in anti-Trump activism. In May 2017, CNN reported that the Center for Popular Democracy Action Fund unveiled an $80 million effort to coordinate the work of dozens of smaller progressive groups from around the country as part of what the news network characterized as the anti-Trump resistance movement. Just as she does with the parent group, Arcola serves as co-executive director at the Center for Popular Democracy Action Fund. Since it is a 501c4 nonprofit political organization, the CPD Action Fund is not required to publicly release its donor list. However, the fund and its associated main group, Arcola's Center for Popular Democracy, both have been financed by Soros, as the Free Beacon reported. With Flake's support, the Senate ultimately voted 50-48 to confirm Kavanaugh as the 114th Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.